I want a shirt that just says the Joker's at the bottom, and then it's like Heath Ledger's Joker, Jared Leto's Joker, and then like Sal Murr. Like,
shit, like, that's gotta exist.
It must. But just like all the Jokers.
Ranking your favorite Jokers. It's like Murr's number one, Heath Ledger. Fuck.
My company does do a lot of what we call heartthrob tees, where it's like that 90s style tee where it'll just say like, Jay Leno is the first person that comes to mind because they just said Jared Leto. But like it'll say like Jay Leno, and then it'll have like six pictures of Jay Leno and different. You know that like.
Oh,
very,
yeah.
Like,
those things are like, I see those everywhere now. There's some fucking TikTok trend where you can like put your husband's face on it and be like, Michael J. And it's just pictures of him making silly faces.
Owen, you ready?
Hi, Owen.
Good evening. I don't know if my internet just fucked this up or not. Hey, it was on the wrong internet. I'm on the right internet now. I'm back, baby. Back in the
stew. Is the right internet in your house, or is it?
No,
we're
outside of my house. We got the bad one, the cheap one.
Are you switching? Is that contract up yet?
No, it's good enough. Just not good enough for potting. That's the only thing it's not good enough for.
Yeah, the upload speed.
Didn't stealing your neighbor's cable used to be a thing? Like you would just rip off your neighbor's cable?
I think you could just run a wire to like the pole in your backyard and connect it.
It's weird that we're kind of still in that, but it's just in a different. Now you just steal their account and their password.
Are you drinking that wine in a can?
Yeah, wine in a can.
One of my boys went grocery shopping and he bought that for me because he just liked the can and he wanted to take a sip
show
of
his
it.
ID.
Well, he didn't go by himself, but he's like, he bought it for me, but he wanted to take a sip of it. Mm-hmm. And I let him take a sip of it and he hated it.
Mm.
So
I have a good segue here. This wasn't an intended topic, but you guys watched the latest season of Succession, right?
No, I only watch Industry. It's the only show I've been watching.
That's not what I was.
They are. Kevin, I always thought they were like the same shows. They're completely different shows.
It's closer to Girls than it is.
And like, no, it's the show that nobody's watching, but everyone's talking
about.
Dude,
it's good. It's really good.
It's fucking every podcast.
It's really good.
Owen, have you started it?
We've already went over this, too.
Oh, I was at work earlier.
I've watched it before, and then I stopped because I hated it. And then everyone keeps watching it. But I did hear. We're recording on 9/4. The episode Sunday 9/2, if those days check out, was supposedly really good.
9/1.
I hear it was a good episode. So Kevin's theory or prediction seems like it's checking out.
It's about to happen. But let's get back to Succession.
Remember
the latest season they had the Disgusting Brothers?
Yes. Yeah.
Which is a great line. And I was thinking about it. I was like, I bet they didn't originally write that as Disgusting Brothers. I bet they wrote that as the Gruesome Twosome. And they were like, oh, that's already an Always Sunny thing. So like, we need to make it a little bit different.
Oh, that's where Wine in the Can came. That's where your segue was,
yeah,
Kevin?
Yeah. So, okay. But they used Gruesome Twosome in Always Sunny, right?
Yeah, but I feel like, gosh, did they start off with Disgusting Brothers or did it end up them like... workshopping it.
I think they just wrote the Gruesome Twosome and they were like, you know, Always Sunny already
in the writing room.
Let's like take it, like let's figure out a synonym. And it turned out perfect because that's my favorite part of the
season.
It is great.
But I think it was just far enough that you didn't think of Always Sunny. It would.
I remember when
lazy.
That wine in the can came out and being in college, like freshman year, and actually putting wine in a beer can. And thinking,
I was at
that party with you guys. I remember you guys doing this. Both of you did it. And we're like just talking about it. Wine in a can. You really wanted to do it. I didn't see that episode yet, but it was revolutionary.
But now as a wine connoisseur, I understand that why that is the worst way to drink wine. Because it just like doesn't.
can't really sip it.
It's also kind of
metal tasting.
It's also kind of the best. I love wine, but having wine in a can is great. It's perfect for beaches, boats, podcasting.
Bees. Any more bees?
But the little 90 degree angle, like where like the sip gets a little like unpredictable, there's a really good chance you're gonna get that red wine on your shirt while drinking wine.
I think you gotta calm down. You can't drink out of a can without spilling it on yourself. That's like a 10-year-old issue.
If I get ramen, I walk away with ramen on my shirt everywhere.
Yeah, I can't talk. Whenever I drink out of those Nalgene bottles, I always it's always on my shirt. Doesn't matter. And I drink out of one every single day. And for some reason, it just dribbles. And it looks like I peed myself sometimes.
Do you like that? I didn't like that wine, the wine that you're drinking now in the can.
Did you get this one? Is this the rosé with the bubbles?
Wine. Yeah. It's just fine.
It's fine. It's nothing. It's the middle of the week. So that's what I picked. I picked it for the boat, and it was leftover.
Middle of Labor Day week. It's a whole different week. This week is
a whole different week for a whole different way to drink wine.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got, man.
Go, Dennis.
More. Yeah. Go ahead.
Air.
Oh, boy. All right.
Play an ad.
How are you feeling about... Just give us, how are you feeling about your investment? Are you going to make money?
I don't want to talk about this on pod.
Well, I started investing too. That's the segue.
Footballs?
In a way. Okay. I put $25 into DraftKings for college football season with the goal of making $500 off of it.
$25 to make $500?
Yeah,
really, easy.
Really common investment. Really, honestly, textbook.
Do you gamble at all?
No,
just on like the real estate market.
That's gambling.
It's gambling, but there's some like pretty straightforward numbers.
Yeah, same with the over under.
Yeah,
the spreads. That is true.
It's all easy to read. I am not a financial advisor. None of this is investment advice. It's all a risk, though.
So I think you're not quite understanding gambling. It's really easy to place a bet and understand the numbers. I think this team is going to win. I think this team is going to lose. With real estate, is it different?
Next question.
Okay. So I put $25 into DraftKings with the goal of 10xing my investment.
Like it, Grant Cardone mindset.
So my strategy so far has been to just... Every time I'm going to place a bet, I need to go on Reddit or some forum and just make sure like I have a bet that somebody else has put the work on. Dennis, what was that bet? That one was obvious. It was the other one.
Oh, on the Monday game?
Yeah.
That the one team would win.
Oh, Boston spread. College.
Yeah.
So I just want to confirm, like, one person has done the research and says Boston College is likely to cover this $13 spread.
Is there another side where they say Boston College isn't going to cover this?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that
So you got one less... person on both sides. Of course you're going to find someone that says, yeah, this will work.
So Reddit does this cool thing where it puts all the most liked comments on the top. And the least liked comments at the bottom. So if I'm reading one, it's going to be like 13 people agree with it. So my system is that I'm just going to try to stick to bets that other people have done the work on.
That's smart. But
I got a little greedy tonight. I bet on the WNBA.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark.
It was that game.
What other game would it be?
I tailed Kevin, which is a gambling term.
I tailed his bet.
There's another guy, Drew the listener, who's big into betting. And we've been doing unders. So you know what over under is, Owen?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm familiar with betting. All the terms, everything.
So Kevin suggested doing the under on this WNBA game because women can't shoot basketballs.
Or score.
To Kevin's... terms or quote by Kevin.
So basically, what I'm empowering women. I'm betting on them. I'm betting on them to be pathetic, is feminist.
Tell them what happened.
They
turns out girls can score points, huh?
Dude, they could not miss. Oof,
goodness,
they fucking hit everything.
Oh, no,
illegally streamed the game. Here's the thing, Owen. They missed every layup, but when it came to a 2 or 3 pointer, like mid range to 3-point, they hit everything. I it was so frustrating.
Why do you think they missed the layups?
I think it's because it's just like
seems harder for them to make layups. They're not as close to the backboard, and then they get a lot of people down there to like push them.
And it's a little more physical down there for women.
Yeah,
I remember when I played basketball, which I was not good at all.
What? We came up with the Shaq pass for you because you didn't score a single point in the entire season. So my dad came up with a play to get Dennis to score one basket, and it was only to pass it to Dennis. And we were at St. Albert's. We were playing.
I remember the gym.
My dad called the play. We got to do the Shaq pass. We did the Shaq pass, and Dennis scored a point. Two arms in the air, whole crowd went wild. Because Dennis scored a point.
For context, Dennis's name is Dennis Shaq. So you would think that he has a little. Was that your point?
No, he doesn't want to.
No, I've never said my last name. No one knew who I was.
We'll cross out the Drella and put just Shaq and the beep.
Well, guess what?
Beep Shaq.
Tell your dad that night I had a gun ready. I was about to kill myself if I didn't score a point. I'm on this earth because of him.
Well, I'm sure he'd appreciate that. We'll go on to the next year. We split up. There was A, B, C, D, E teams. And Dennis.
No, not E. Not
okay.
E.
All right. D team was in the E league. And Dennis was an all-star on that team.
I was one of the best people. My dad was a coach and never played basketball in his entire life. He invited his friend who knew basketball. And our practice, I remember, was like the worst people that, obviously, because we were on the D team.
It is funny, the concept of a D team, because there's an ABC team, which is like A, very competent basketball players. B, not so competent, but they can get it done.
That was
C,
me.
Yeah. See, okay, these guys are at least athletic. They can like get up and down the court. D, everything at the bottom.
Except Eddie Rowe. They had Eddie Rowe. He didn't show up to the tryouts, so he immediately got put on the worst team, and he fucking crushed the whole league. They rolled over every team.
We beat the C team because of Eddie Rowe.
Go ahead.
You know what? I think I know, like, because of my experience, I never really thought about how funny that was being on a team. Because I remember like situations where my dad would be coaching and like throw someone a ball and it would hit him like in the head. Like what you see in movies, like when there's a really bad team, and that's like how it was. And I remember I was the only like decent player because I actually knew the plays and like could run the plays and was the only one that cared. And Eddie Rowe was just good. He scored probably about 80% of the points. So
very funny. You were good on that league, though. I'll give you that. You did good. I saw games.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I had a really good comparison, but I'm lost it.
Roasted him enough. That was kind of mean, Dennis. I'm sorry. You're a great athlete.
Oh, I don't really care.
You're good at golf. So that's all that matters now. Kevin pretends like basketball matters right now because he plays on Thursday nights.
Not this Thursday, I sprained my ankle, but that is not what we're talking about.
Oh,
are you okay?
Yeah. Is it iced? It's actually, is it elevated?
It's compressed.
Mm.
Did you sprain it during the game?
Yeah, playing basketball.
When you had to stop?
Yeah, I screamed fuck a few times. I don't want to get into this.
Okay,
but like,
well, you ask questions.
You can't talk about your sprained ankle, really?
No, because I play in a basketball league, and people get injured all the time where it's just like, oh, stop the game, stop the game. So-and-so hurt their ankle. And like their injuries are just like, oh, gosh, I got to shake it off. And then they're playing again normal. And I like know when I get injured, it is like, okay, I'm out for a month. Like it just is such a different injury. And I don't think I get enough. I send pictures of my foot.
Oh God, not again.
Why didn't you send one
What's
to
up
Owen?
With you guys? I do not want it. Actually, I do want to see this because this sounds like an actual or injury, unlike Dennis's.
Yeah, mine was pretty
jammed
bad.
Toe that looked like
he's and gout.
But I just wanted everybody to know that I wasn't a pussy, and maybe that's just comes down to my confidence level. But I'm like, look, I really got fucking injured. Like my screams, me going down on the ground and leaving the game was warranted. Like sometimes people will leave a game and come back after 5 minutes.
Well, this is your place to do it, Kevin. Doesn't the whole team listen to this podcast? Let them know how injured you are.
I already have.
Okay.
I'm pretty
you guys,
injured.
He's injured. I've never seen Kevin like this in my entire life. He's hurting.
Right, well, you know what I've seen recently? The Walking Dead.
So timely, Kevin.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Walking Dead, Owen? How many seasons?
Honestly, like until they got into that train, and I was like, I don't think I could watch more Walking Dead, more zombies. It's the same story over and over.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Dude, that's like season 10.
You Holy watched shit. Season 10. Well done.
I went far. I don't know if it was season 10. It just kept going. And at some point, I was like, they need to fucking end the show or something else needs to happen. But Kevin, enjoy it while you can because it is amazing at the beginning. It's a great show.
Yeah, I remember when the first episode came out. Kevin, we were at OU.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And in the same dorm together. And I'm like, this show is fucking amazing. Like, this first episode was so good. And, like, you've never seen, felt like a movie. Like, back then, you didn't see, like, stuff like that on regular TV, like AMC. That's when AMC was starting to get their, all the good shows, Breaking Bad.
Mad Men,
Walking Dead. And I watched, I think, the first three seasons. And it just kind of fucking, as soon as they only cared about, I cared about why they were infected. When they got into fucking, like, just surviving and like it became like a soap opera. That's when I didn't give a fuck.
I think that is the problem. I think the more seasons you give, the more it becomes a soap opera. Because what is a soap opera? Like it's a show that's been going on for 75 years. And like they're not telling a story. They're just like putting you in a day in the life. But you know what I remember about that, Dennis?
Something with popcorn.
No.
Okay.
Back then, if you showed up in a burrito costume to Chipotle, they'd give you a free burrito. So everybody would just put like one sleeve of tinfoil on their arm and call it a.
Yeah. Was that on Halloween? Oh, yeah. That came out on Halloween. Yeah.
That was the best. The burritos were the worst.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Or like 20th birthday.
And we were watching Walking Dead in the dorm room.
I didn't watch it. This is my first time.
No, you definitely watched it. I was in there.
No, I think. I remember the year because that was the year I did the shake weight costume. And I just wore a tank top and carried around a shake weight. And Dennis dressed up like in full MacGruber. And just nobody showed love for MacGruber. Nobody loved MacGruber, but everybody loves shake weight. Sorry, Dennis.
Shake weight, that would kill it now.
That was a great outfit. That was great. Those are both really good costumes. Costumes. Sarah says I say costume wrong. How do you guys say it?
Costume.
Fuck.
Costume. Costume.
I've been saying it wrong the whole time.
But I'm in on The Walking Dead. I'm a full season in. Here's my defense for it. It ages really well because there's no technology or pop culture references. So it's just like this was set in Atlanta in early 2000s. Life stopped, and here's what happened. Like, there's just like nothing to age it, which is one of the reasons I like Mad Men because it's set in the past.
Unless you're a car guy, if you know cars, it'll age.
Are you a car guy?
Yeah. Are you a car guy,
dude? Fucking Fords, Buicks.
You just know the main
Chrysler,
most mass-produced cars.
Man, Buick now. If you didn't know that.
Eddie Rowe's dad worked for Pepsi.
He did work for Pepsi.
And I went to, me and my dad were just car shopping for him one time when I was home at like 27. And yeah, we went to the Buick in Strongsville and Eddie Rowe was our dealer.
Damn. Yeah. Eddie Rowe making a lot of airtime today.
Tag him. Wait, are you really a car guy, Owen? I didn't know that.
Hell no, man. I don't know anything about cars.
And why does The Walking Dead not hold up? Like, so far I've seen like a Winnebago.
You just said something won't date it. And it's like the cars will date it. a car guy will see it, be like, this is dated, it's old, because no, all these cars are from 2000.
It's old in the sense that like time stopped and they had the most recent cars. It's not like I'm not suspending. Okay.
Forget what I said. Okay. It was a dumb thing and it wasn't supposed to go that deep.
But I really like it in the sense that I thought it was just going to be some really stupid horror show, but it's way more like Lost. It's way more just like
the first season.
Yes. I'm just getting into season two, but it's more like philosophical about like, is he really dead? Like, what's the hierarchy like in society? Does society matter? I'm really enjoying it.
There's like five spinoffs now that there's like,
that's why I'm so
Fear the Walking Dead. There's one that just came back with the main guy, like even after the 10 fucking seasons. Yeah. And then there's one that's just the Daryl guy.
So
people liked Daryl too much.
I know, he's too scrubby looking. He's like, weird. I don't even want to fucking look at him.
So fucking weird. He's hard to look at.
I'll sell you. Oh,
Kevin loves Daryl. All right, sell us, Kevin.
Oh, he's mad.
So I have been running the Walking Dead Shop email program for like 2 years now. And I always hated Daryl. I was like, what the fuck is this guy with his fucking wig? He looks so dumb. But then I saw him in the first season. I'm like, this guy's Sawyer. He's like got a buzz cut. He's basically Sawyer from Lost, just like kind of the wild card. And yeah, I'm really enjoying him in this.
Well, I do like the relationship between him and his brother. I remember that. And like his brother was an actual huge dick.
Yeah.
And like everyone thought he was, and he was actually like a nice guy.
So I think there's something to him. Yes, he has a terrible look with the hair. Owen, go for it.
I get the character. I get that we will like him. He's just hard to look at, is what we're trying to get at. He's a likable guy.
But yeah, the spinoffs are ridiculous. They have Negan. Is that his name? Negan?
I feel like you're almost about to say a slur that we can't say, but I don't know what. Which one?
Negan.
Whoa.
Megan with an N. He is now in New York City. Rick Grimes is...
Rick Ross.
...is somewhere else with Michonne, and Daryl Dixon went to France.
What's he doing in New York? Theater major? Trying to make it?
He said NYU. To make it
in the big zombie city?
Yeah,
this
but he
is
works...
New York.
He works at a coffee shop, and it's just
luck
like...
be a lady. That's not New York at all. Just walking down the street all... jolly.
Oh, and did the you best
thing, yeah, the best thing that show could have done for itself is end early. It's just like artists that go on for too long. Best thing they could have done for their career is die.
Actually,
you know,
actually, I just had this conversation with somebody at a ramen shop during lunch.
How much did you spill on yourself?
Yeah, that's why you fucking mentioned ramen.
I just had this conversation because Simple Plan was playing. George, do I have permission to sing?
Yes. Okay.
You know that song? Hey, Dad, look at me. Sit down and talk to me. Okay. That song was playing.
Did
and the
I
guy...
grow up according to
plan?
Oh, yeah, I do. I have heard that.
Give us one line of it, Dennis.
Yeah. No, I mean, I barely know it. Just that.
Cool. Yeah. Poser.
But that guy was talking about how all those people are on tour right now. Or like they have like some show with like Sum 41, Simple Plan, etc. All those like punk pop bands.
Yeah.
And how they're still just trying to like grasp onto what they had. Like they're just like. Like I told the guy, he's like, oh, dude, I would love to go to that show and just like enjoy it again. I'm like, no, I would hate to go to that show because I would just go there and feel older because everybody's just trying to feel young. Like
I've never thought about that, Kevin. That is spot on.
It does suck now, like where we're at the age where we're not considered like we're borderline young. We're like not young anymore.
Yeah.
We're transitioning to being middle aged.
Yeah, we're all trans. And we all would potentially, we might not do it, but we would love to bring a folding chair to one of these concerts.
Yeah.
Yes. But
we won't do it.
It does suck because you are just chasing that high when you were young. Like I saw OAR 2 weeks ago.
Exactly. Perfect example.
Yeah. And I was on the young side of that audience, but I just remember going to concerts and like drinking fucking 12 beers beforehand, like just being totally fucked up. And I'm like, how was I in public listening to this concert? And then I go out afterwards and now I'm trying to chase that high. And it's like, I'll have two beers that don't make my stomach hurt. And like, yeah. I can't eat too much so I can drink more.
Dennis, that's a perfect example. I agree. OAR, perfect example. Because it's like all those people are 40, 50 trying to like have one night of being young again. And they're trying to like recreate a memory.
Yeah. Whereas, and it was so funny. Like there's a family in front of us that was like going so hard to like in the show. So into it. Like they fucking love OAR. And then they leave halfway through it. Like they didn't stay. It was like all an act. And then they just fucking left.
They just go, they played Crazy Game of Poker. I'm out of here.
They didn't even get to that. They actually hand. So during Crazy Game of Poker, everyone throws they poker play. Cards.
Oh, how lame.
But okay. these people.
Did you know about this and bring poker cards?
No, I didn't. Good. But these people in front of me left before they played Crazy Game of Poker and they gave me their poker cards.
So I was just going to ask, did they give you their poker
cards? Yeah. What so I fuck? Had them and then I threw them.
So here, that's perfect because that's so lame in my opinion to like try to go to that concert and recreate your experience. Like I think it's cooler. I'll give two examples. I state Bob Dylan as a genius because like that guy recreated himself every 10 years. Like he never was playing the same character every 10 years. Like he went from like folk rock to like, I guess he.
Yeah, I mean, that's good that was, for him, but he's like top 10
of all
most
time.
Famous people. If you're mid-sized, like blew up for 2 years, you're not going to be able to recreate yourself. Like they played a new song and like that's when everyone sat down at the concert. So it's just everyone's waiting for the song they know.
And they tried to recreate themselves. Their album after all of, like their hits just shit. And like,
honestly,
it tried to get picked up by MTV and like they almost made it bigger, but never did anything.
There are a lot of songs that are famous by them. I mean,
they had a huge short run. It was incredible.
No, yeah. I would say 10 years, 10 year run, which is
heavy.
Pretty good for music.
In the scheme of the planet, Dennis, what percentage is it?
I think people like that went 35%? To college from, I think people that went to college from like 2005 to like 2010. That was like maybe like 2000 to 2010. That was their heyday. And then it just nothing after that.
The worst part of being at a concert, which this always hits me for a good 10 minutes, is
the weed pen.
No, just the thought in my head that just keeps going over and over again is, should I be sitting or should I be standing? Should
oh
I be
God.
Sitting?
You've already mentioned it like four times.
You are the
and
most
I've
stressed,
never thought about that.
Stressful
ever.
Person in the world.
Because
just
it's like
it.
I have two people in front of me sitting and I have like a person over to the right standing and the person behind me sitting. Should I be sitting or standing? And then I asked Lisa and she's like, I don't give a fuck. And I'm like, I wish I.
Lisa's very good for you. You need that in your head.
I know. Because Dennis, I am the same way. Sarah would be the same way back to me. But you, I think, are this is a you thing for sure. And I feel like I've had to call you out sometimes. It makes me feel a little bit more normal. I'm like, oh shit, I had to tell Dennis that it's all right to do whatever he wants to do. You don't need to worry about the other people.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't cross your mind when you're at a concert and like half the people around you are sitting.
It would if people behind me were sitting and I was standing up.
Yeah,
I'd feel
that's
awkward.
What happened.
Yeah, I'd feel awkward. But if the people in front of me are standing up, I'd be like, "You guys, I'm sorry, you're behind you. I'm not gonna sit down. I want to see the show."
Okay, so people two rows in front of me were standing, but the people right in front of me were sitting.
Okay.
The people behind. How do I calculate this?
I'm going back to you have a valid reason to start stressing out then, because I don't know how you'd have to play some math or physics into this. Like,
here's where Owen and Dennis are different. Short is he? Let me run this through. Owen is worried about the people behind him not being able to see. Dennis is worried about, is he fitting in with the people amongst the crowd? It's two very
That is so true. I don't give a fuck about the people behind me. I like,
He's like, do I look normal? Am I?
Yes.
Very different battles you two are having. The fact that Owen mentioned physics, I know exactly that's where his head was at.
Oh, that's good.
I think my fear is like everyone's going to look at me and be like, that guy took a hit of a sweet pen.
Yeah. It'd be even funnier if me and Dennis were at this show. We're both trying to figure out the solution, but we are coming from two completely different angles. So neither of us make sense to each other.
I like that you two are coming from completely different angles in terms of angles.
Okay, where's this segue going?
I think
we heard angle. Have you guys heard?
I think we just go, yeah, I have a new angle. No, I have a different angle. It's deep internet corner. Dennis, take us there, please.
Fuck yes, this is my favorite. God. You better have something.
All right, so this is not viral at all, but it's come across my feed a bunch. So for some reason, I've been getting, you know, in Vegas, there's that
Actually,
one
Dennis,
restaurant.
I'm going to cut you off.
Okay.
Because Dennis loves deep internet and he has been sharing this guy on Twitter for probably over a year who's an intern, but it's just the AI face or like the.
Oh, yeah.
Can you do an impression of this guy, Brian Alvarez?
Shit, I can't do an impression. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, but I loved that guy because he just it was basically this normal looking, I'll say Jewish guy, maybe something, and he would put this like beauty filter on his face, and he would just walk down the street,
and he'd have like a Brazilian accent,
yeah,
and he'd be like, "Hello, Twitter fam," and he would just say words just a little bit wrong.
Yeah, it was like a perfect
my intern shit.
He would say intern shit. He'd be like, I work really hard to my intern shit so I can thrive in financial community. It's like this perfect, but that guy has a show on FX now that I must watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like the lead writer, producer, actor in it called English Teacher. And I'm like, that guy's bought my time. I need to at least give his show a real watch. But get back into Deep Internet Corner.
Okay.
It's called English Teacher.
In us for ads, Kevin? It's called English Teacher.
Indirectly, I do make money off of it.
All right. Do you know in Vegas, there's that restaurant on Fremont Street, which is old Vegas, that is called the Heart Attack.
Mm-hmm. Heart Attack Grill.
Restaurant. Yeah. And if you weigh 350 pounds, you get a free burger.
Shut up. Wait, I never heard
free,
of this.
A free meal.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
What's the story there?
It's called Heart Attack Restaurant. And their whole gimmick is like they serve really unhealthy food. And if you're really fat, you get free food.
And you have to sign waivers before you eat shit.
Yeah.
So they're basically incentivizing people that like are really unhealthy to eat there and like share their story.
Like heroin dealers. Just
true.
Going towards the addicts and making money off of them.
Yeah. So outside the restaurant, there's a big scale with a big number. So anyone could walk up and weigh themselves.
No.
So I've been getting fed these videos of just this guy filming people weigh themselves. And so he puts on like, here's everyone that weighs like 190. And they put like, it's all women too.
190 is pretty thick for a woman.
I know, but it's so interesting because you see a woman walk up and she's like, no way this lady weighs 190. She's like too skinny and she weighs 190. And then you see this huge fat lady. And you're like, no way this person weighs 190. And they weigh 190. And then it's like 250.
So your internet algorithm has nothing to do with this restaurant. It's just watching people indiscreetly weigh themselves.
Yes, and it's
amazing.
So let me see if I can play a video for y'all here. You guys haven't seen this?
Oh gosh.
Oh boy.
Oh
she's
wait.
190.
Let's guess who she's definitely 190.
I want to get.
Oh, yeah, I was just saying.
Tell me how much you weigh, and I'll show you people who weigh the same as you.
230. Oh, this is amazing. Holy
oh my god.
No, she's not.
This woman
64.
This is skewed,
oh
Dennis.
Oh my gosh.
465.
See, look at.
Whoa, smaller. She's mad about that? Oh, well, I guess she's mad she's that fat.
Fat.
No, she's mad she doesn't get the free burger.
Oh,
free
look at how fast she ran off. She was so embarrassed.
Oh, Dennis, can you pause this for a second? The scale is way off.
There's no way. Yeah, these
those
are
women
crazy.
Are like
so people send requests like, I want to see people that weigh 225.
Tell me how much you weigh and I'll show you people who weigh the same as you.
That guy looks like guy. He's
yeah, he looks
he's this
yeah,
thing is off.
I think that's normal.
You guys are in on this. I can tell.
Dude, I love this. This is amazing. I just want to get I feel like
that's about right, 230, yeah.
Dennis, you could put it on mute so we can talk about it.
Like this song?
Honestly,
it's
Dennis,
bad for pod.
I know what itch this is scratching. I know. Take it off the screen.
Take it off. He can't even see it anymore. Kevin. Let's hear it.
The reason that is so good is because it just, you are the bystander in Vegas. Like,
come on, Kevin.
16 beers deep.
Oh, you are so right. I would love to be sitting there for like 30 minutes. You're like kind of taking a break and you're looking around and you're like, oh my God. And then you just start noticing people weigh themselves and you guys just start guessing on
what is this? What am I watching? Like, I just need a break from that casino. I just lost $250. Whoa, what is this thing? Oh, I can just mentally in my head just watch people guess their weights.
Yeah. Because Kevin, do you know where this is at? You know that one bar we want karaoke in Vegas?
Oh,
it's right across the street.
That place
was fun. Yeah.
We have this seems like this has to be a field trip for us. Because I really want to go. Yeah. I want to stand on it and see how accurate it is, because I don't know about this thing.
I feel like it's because you see other people that are like 150. You're like, okay, that makes sense.
Maybe we can make a plea to George here. George, you're getting married. You need a bachelor party. We're at least three guaranteed people that will come. We may not be the top three, but we will definitely come to that. But Owen hates Vegas, so that's the only problem.
But now he's got a reason.
No, I'm going to go. I've decided to let it go. Next time you guys decide to say, hey, we're doing a trip and we're going to Vegas, I'm just
Vegas
gonna
is probably
it,
very
going to go.
It's very different with us than probably your other friends that you went with.
Yeah, it's very low key.
The other friends I honestly had a great time the first time I went, but I rethink about it now that I'm not 21. I was like, I don't know if I'd enjoy it, but I'd have fun with any friends. It doesn't matter where you are, though. So
yeah, the only thing, I never been to a club in Vegas.
I don't want
to. We fucking went to a club.
That was not how I pictured a club in Vegas. I'm picturing that club, Dennis. That was not a club. There was no sparklers. There was no.
Can we,
don't
want to. I don't want to go. You
it was a
go
dance
to that?
Club.
That's the kind of stuff I would want to avoid.
Like a club.
I would see what I wanted.
I think it was
to
because none of us were single. We were all like, it was kind of lame. We were all just standing in a corner and like dancing with some random guy.
I just have this, I picture a club like a strip club.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I picture like booths and like, I just have watched too much TV. And I think you're right, that was a club. There was dancing, but it just wasn't what I had in my head.
We've been to the pool parties.
Those are fun.
Those are more clubby.
Oh, and how much pee do you think there is in the flamingo pool?
I would think majority, I'd say like 80-20. 80% water, 20% pee.
That sounds accurate.
We were there for probably like, 5 hours, Kevin? I think I peed at least once an hour.
In the pool.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
On pod, you say this. We dropped your full name earlier.
Kevin, you're telling me you didn't pee in that pool. You pee so much.
I piss so much, but I just don't piss in pools.
You're a fucking liar.
So, Kevin, you get out and you go in.
Yeah, I love the little break. I love the little break. I love to walk to the... I do. Find my sandals, find my wallet.
You're a liar.
Walk to the... terrible bathroom. I probably did it. I probably did it.
You sound like fucking Donald Trump. You didn't.
Greatest pee. Most excellent pee. It was some perfect pee.
Being in pools is wild, but I think you could do it in Vegas and no one's going to be mad at you.
And you're drinking like 10 beers.
Yeah.
You're getting out of that pool?
Dude, yeah. How many times are you getting out of the pool, Kevin?
So much. Do you guys know?
Okay, so
have you
if
ever
we do
me
go to
in
Vegas
a social
at any point,
setting,
if we
do, I
do go
not
to,
stand still.
That is true.
Never
but
at any point do I stand still.
That sure, but you could not stand still in a pool. Still,
there is no better excuse to like leave, go think about my next joke for like to go then go to the bathroom.
I do like
that's true.
I do like these pool parties because you kind of you're all huddled in a group together and you get progressively more drunk. And then I like my thing is I like to just go off on my own and like try to bump into people and form relationships. It's that's what's fun about it.
That sounds awful. I'd like to just
I can only do that guys. When I'm drunk. I could never do that sober ever.
I was at the Planet Hollywood, Dennis, in Vegas?
Well, the one we went to?
No, no. Just Planet Hollywood is like a pretty big casino. I always mix it up with like
where the women dance on the table.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They do that there.
Is that a club?
No, it's just a casino.
Oh, I had a great craps night there with my brothers once. And they kept feeding us shots from underneath the craps table. And it tasted like Windex. And we're like, this tastes like Windex. Are you feeding us fucking Windex? But anyways, I went there another time with my a bunch of my dad's friends and my brother Matt. So it was like me, Matt, at like 26, 27. My dad's friends at like 54. And we were all just hanging out at the pool one afternoon. And I there was a bunch of like fraternity brothers there from UC Riverside. And I was having like this regret of never joining a fraternity. Because Dennis, we almost joined a fraternity.
Yeah.
College. And I agree, Owen, it doesn't seem that great in hindsight, but I always had this regret because it would have made college so much easier for me just to have like met all these people up front, not really liked them. So I was like, hey, will you guys let me join this fraternity right here, right now? Like, I'll rush. I'll do whatever you want me to do. And they had me chugging so many beers in this pool that I was like in a puke. And I was like, I'm out. Like, I can't do this. Like, I'm 26 years old. Like, this is impossible.
So did you make it? Are you in?
Or did they kick you out?
I think they kind of gave me a pat on the back. And like, I guess I'm an old guy now. I think they kind of just were like, all right, you're off.
Yeah. Not fucking so cool. Yeah.
26. It's not even old. I'm glad you're at 54. You can still go to Vegas and party, though.
I think
maybe.
You got
a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah.
Peeing in pool. Well, not peeing in pools, Kevin. Dennis, you can continue.
But I think most of the entertainment is watching like the 26-year-old go try to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like they might be laughing with you, but they might also be laughing at you, but you don't care.
No, I didn't care. I just wanted.
I don't have good topics. I have a lot of topics and I'm like, oh, these are going to be flops.
Give us one.
Oh, God.
Your best one.
Give us your best one.
What is it? Fucking Starbucks guy still here?
It's my next door neighbor. No. Oh, man. That must have been such a bad one that if that's what you brought up.
That's I was so like let down time. when you said it and you're like, I got a story about my neighbor. I'm like, ooh, this is going to be juicy.
Yeah, because your neighbor is actually entertaining.
Oh,
I mean, my neighbors are entertaining too, but I'm friends with them. It's his birthday today. So happy birthday, Dan.
Starbucks
happy birthday,
guy?
Dan.
No. YouTube guy.
Oh, it's going to be like, oh, I just looked at the news and it seems like the federal interest rate is going to go up 0.5 points.
Federal interest rate going up. That's a bad thing, Kevin. It's going down.
I don't quite understand that. And that's what
I don't quite get it.
That's what makes industry such a tough watch for me.
I know.
All going back to industry.
I do love with last night I finally broke it to Lisa. I'm like, I have no fucking clue.
I don't think anybody knows what they're talking about.
The business stuff, but I'm so interested in it.
It's fascinating.
They're like, we need to buy these shares or we're fucked. I'm like, why? I don't get it. But
Dennis, just promise me you'll stick through this latest episode because it was the only way I can describe it was uncut gems, but good. Like it was like somebody saw uncut gems and like, this could be better.
Uncut
this could be
gems.
More relatable. Uncut gems. It could be better. And it fucking nailed it. It was so good. I felt like
can I just watch that episode?
Yes, I think you can. Okay. It helps.
Oh, and I think you would like industry.
I tried. We've gone over this. Everyone's heard our thoughts on this.
But
I think I will end up watching it all the way through.
So I've watched 12 episodes. So like the first season, the second half of the second season, half of it.
And you said you only like one character. Who's your favorite?
The one guy that you said too, the
Eric?
Asian guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's okay. just the most relatable.
But the main character is like, I don't really give a fuck about.
That's
like,
how Girls was too. And but you, it was still good.
Girls
if you ever
was
watched
a
Girls.
Good fucking show.
Yeah, it is very similar to Girls, but there's more sex and it's just.
There's the more sex than in Girls. I feel like Girls, there's
so.
Lena Dunham was flopping them out every single episode, I feel like.
And this girl's the same. She has very underwhelming boobs. And
how much?
All
right, so she goes to Vegas and she walks on to the scale. What is she, what's her weight?
Wait, the main girl?
Yeah.
I guess 115.
Whoa. Oh, I thought she's you said tiny. She was underwhelming. Oh, like under not like
she's like 4'11". She's like 4'10". They show her next to like actresses or actors, yeah. And she's so small.
It's looking. Very similar to Girls in the sense that like the main actress is just she's not that interesting, and like she's just
she's always
of,
about to cry.
Yeah,
which I don't like.
And everybody else around them is great in my opinion.
The main I don't like the main guy though. That like the British guy.
Oh, I love that guy with the really thick. Okay, maybe I can sell you on him. You know who he sounds exactly like? King Cruel.
Ooh, I might watch
oh,
this
maybe.
Show.
I gotta, okay.
Is it gold? Is it gold?
He sounds exactly like that. He's got like okay. this thick accent.
Yeah.
You can just tell Fuck. He's like a, right, the I'm English gonna, equivalent in. To like a hillbilly.
I am.
And I think that
in.
Kind of is.
Yeah.
It's good.
I'm surprised you weren't hooked on the first episode, Owen.
No, couldn't get in. I was like, this show stinks.
Oh,
with the,
man.
The guy that.
We've gone ODs? Over this, guys.
Yeah,
we've
done
gone
this,
over
Dennis.
This so right. many times.
Dennis,
this is third right. episode, oh, I think, that we've gone over.
Hang on.
Oh, did you guys quick... go over Dennis Kevin's move when he moved? Kevin, new studio. Did you go over this move, or do you want to move right past this topic?
Well, I did. My only comment was I've never hired movers before. It was so awkward to just be like, hey, I'm not going to carry this really heavy thing. You two are.
So
this
you
thing's
felt
over there.
Bad.
It was really embarrassing. Yes, it
okay.
was very
it's
embarrassing.
Kevin's their job.
Okay,
and
so
that you hired them. So like you hired somebody yeah. to do a job, then you just that's how you deal with that.
So see,
I get where you're.
I'm trying to figure this out. So at a concert, I'm afraid to stand. But like if I hired someone to move stuff, I would not ever be like feel bad about it ever.
Dennis would be yelling at them.
I think it's maybe it has to do
them.
With money, and yeah. I'm just like, oh, it took me a lot of effort to. Put money to, and
yes.
actually have someone move that I'm not gonna like feel bad about it.
All right, Dennis, let's spend
you
5 minutes.
Okay.
Out.
Owen have a topic?
No, no Owen had no. nothing.
Okay.
I've been so busy. I'm sorry, guys. I haven't had
doing
I've
what?
Been, I've been I would a lot.
Are you gonna be able to talk about this house once you sell it?
Yeah, I'd feel a lot better. So it's kind of like a vulnerability type thing that I don't want to, you know.
Well, this is
it.
Yeah,
this is history
I just
being
it
recorded. Can you drop a prediction, like a number? Okay,
that's exactly just, what he doesn't want to do.
Yeah, just don't All want right. any.
I got
Dennis,
a good feeling about
We have 5 minutes.
It.
We have 5 minutes left. I want to help you with Dennis is going to be an officiant. That's the term, right?
Mm-hmm.
At a wedding in the near future. How
Saturday.
Many
wedding this... you are.
And he needs to do a speech. So I don't think you want to give your speech, but do you need any advice? Is there anything we can help you with? Any jokes Ooh. You want to run by
yeah.
us?
Yeah. So I'm doing the officiating this wedding. So there's like 220 people.
That's a big wedding.
I know. And so I've been... chosen to do this, so I met
in
with
in front
them,
of like, 220 people. Normally, I yeah. feel like when someone officiates a wedding, it's like 20.
I would
close
say 20,
friends
yeah.
and family. When you do 220, you hire a pro.
Yeah.
You don't hire.
Yeah, they hired
you
me.
Don't
I
hire
a podcast.
Yeah,
are well, they paying you?
I honestly think that the only reason I've been hired is because of this podcast and speaking at it.
And they, I honestly think it probably makes you easily the most qualified person.
I think
you
so
at least
too.
Know what it's like to talk with a little bit of pressure and a
this
filter.
Is like when Dennis hired me to speak at his wedding. I was like, you know that I was in the trailers for reading and I can't fucking talk.
You read a line though. So they sent me like an outline of what they wanted, and it's they don't want any mention of God or anything like that, but it's like 30 pages with like five different options in each section. So you have like a welcome section, you have like the presenting of rings, you have like all this sort of stuff. But I texted them, I'm like, I'm not, I can't, there's no way I can just go up there and just read what you sent me.
Script that yeah. she sent you. Yeah. yeah.
So I've like, I'm like, there's going to be jokes in it for sure. And they're like, well, that's why we picked you, which I guess makes sense.
Nice. Oh, that's nice. That's really sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
So I'm trying to like, I think I'm going to be very joke heavy at the start, kind of introducing myself and then how I know them. And then kind of lean more into the actual ceremony. I do have a good line. Maybe I'll drop it here first.
We'll bleep it out because they listen to the pod.
So do all the this people might not go over well. At this...
All 220, like we have 50. How many thousand listeners do we have now?
Million.
Million listeners. So 225 people, at least like 30 are going
to
be there. So
well, I know for a fact that they don't listen to it because they always come up and go, I went to this guy's bachelor party and he introduced me to people saying I have a Twin Peaks podcast. And I didn't correct him on that. So,
oh, God. Okay.
You got to work the podcast into at least a little bit of this speech.
Ooh, yeah.
I will. I think if people ask me, like, workshop my jokes?
Oh, we're invested in this now.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's help. All right, so, the move? Only joke I'll give you is I guess I'll say the first two lines. Welcome to all of you who gathered today to share in the ceremony with Brianna and Russell. To those who don't know me, I am your officiant, and my name is Dennis. But today, you can call me Father John Misty.
That's a bitch. I don't think that's going to land.
That's where I first met him, at a Father John Misty.
If you can tailor that in, that's
if
good.
You know you got at least five. All you need is five people to know that joke.
Yeah.
You don't need
that.
And then I lean into this. I'm hoping for a big laugh on this one. Here's a fun fact about me. I'm currently living my nightmare speaking in front of this many people. I have checked multiple times to make sure I'm fully dressed and not wearing just my underwear. So that's a joke that I think you got to play with some older people.
Yeah.
Would be
funny with you guys. Okay?
Would be funny if your pants fell down right at that point.
That would be funny. Yeah. Or
you have like a draw, a drawstring and whoosh, they're all out.
It would be funnier if, like, you're not just wearing your underwear, you're wearing, like, a tie.
Wait, where's the tie?
On his, like, a normal tie position. Like
should I have a flower that shoots water, too?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought this through, Dennis.
I think you could reuse my favorite Andy Samberg joke from the James Franco roast, where he's like, who else can I roast? Who else is in this room? Oh, right. God is here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think you could kind of work in like a version of that. It would be really funny.
They don't want you to say God, but your job is to say God as many times as possible.
I'm trying to, he's the guy that really likes Coldplay. So I'm trying to figure out some like
paradise.
Religious
you
line.
Gotta do the paradise Ooh, joke.
Para.
What does Coldplay use to play Monopoly? It's paradise.
Does Russ really love Coldplay?
Yeah,
paradise. You should. You get it.
That I would recommend that you sing a little bit because I think that song is the lights song. If you could sing a little bit of that, like I will guide.
Kevin, two home. Singing in one episode. Okay. Is gonna be.
I don't know that song.
Oh, it's like their best song.
Oh yeah, lights he just did a really bad job singing that.
To miss you. Home.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
To fix you. Okay.
And then I have a joke that I haven't gotten to yet. And this might be too cheesy, so tell me.
Okay.
So there's a section where you just have to talk about love itself and like what it is. And so I was gonna start and say, what is love? And say, baby, don't hurt me.
No, I got it, Dennis. You just say, what is love? You wait like a beat, and then you just start kind of doing the head bob.
Ooh.
Or I say, what is love? And I point the microphone to everyone.
Is love.
Baby.
That's good. Yeah. If people don't get it, you can start doing that.
Okay, see, that's
and
a,
then
that's
you bring
a joke
it back,
where...
and then you say, don't hurt me.
But that's a joke where I'm like, okay, I just said a very serious part, and now I'm transitioning to my next part, and I go, what is love?
Okay, Dennis, I have
baby,
the joke.
Don't hurt me.
No, I have the joke. So you say, all right, so this part wants me to say, what is love? Wait a beat. What is love? Wait a beat.
What is love?
Yeah. Oh shit, that is good.
That is good, Kevin. That is good.
And then you like, and then you get the crowd involved. And then
or if you could get the anyone else involved on stage that just starts doing that.
Somebody comes next to you.
On stage, it's just me, the bride, and groom.
Oh, all right. We'll get them involved.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
any, go.
Yeah, if you're listening,
just cut
now,
what I said and put it on there. Method. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.